Well, that's a way to end an episode. Hey there, Attack on Titan fans. Welcome back to the Attack on Titan After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're talking about Season 3, Episode 12, Night of the Battle to Retake the Wall. We're going to be breaking down the episode and, of course, talking about that crazy teaser. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Thought we'd mix it up for the final recap until April.
I know.
I mean,
if a theme hecks us up that badly, we gotta start with it.
This Sasageo bit, like, just always, it always hits
with
so hard.
I know, and just showing everyone's
Good. Oh. But hey there, Attack on Titan fans, welcome back. For some of you, it's just been a couple minutes, so let's not waste any time. Let's go ahead and get right to the episode. I'm Megan Salinas, and to my left is Katie Cullen.
Hi, all my buddies.
To her left, Veronica Valencia.
Hey, hey.
We're going to be keeping an eye on the live chat for you guys watching live, and we're also going to be keeping an eye on the hashtag ABTV Titan on Twitter. So guys, we want to hear your guys' thoughts on this episode. However, per usual, we are keeping our discussions locked to this episode in the anime. No manga spoilers. If you guys send us manga spoilers, I will kick you.
I will kick you through your screen.
And I will ban you from the channel. We will not see you in April. We will not see you ever.
We don't have a murder cowboy to send out after you anymore, so we will just kick you.
So we'll do it ourselves.
Also, hello, Paulina, and welcome to your first time watching this live.
Hello, Paulina. Thank you for joining us.
Now that we've bodily threatened everyone, let's get to it.
And again, apologies that we have to make this such a short recap. Again, if you guys feel badly or cheated, tweet at me because it's my fault. So thank you guys
so much. It's not
your
fault. It was circumstances and we didn't know that this was going to happen. So let's go.
Anyway, guys, what do we think of this episode before, you know, mid-season finale, I guess is what we call it.
I'm going to pull a Mark here and lean back from my mic and...
See, I only know of Mark B. Donica. So
he's from the internet.
He's from the internet. Was that good or bad?
That's a lot of emotion. I feel like we were all doing real great. And then, are we going to talk about that now or are we going to wait?
We're going to wait.
Okay.
I thought for what it was fine. I think my biggest thing of kind of disappointment is maybe this format. Before we get into everything, I just want to pose a question. I don't know about you ladies, but I have seen some anime where it's like they do starts off slow, gets really high, goes back to slow because they set up they set up episodes in the last ones so that way they can lean right into the next season. However, my brain is trained to be like slow, 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 awesome sauce. And I don't know if I like this slow, high, slow thing. I feel like I would rather just be going up.
Well, we started off in a very, high... It was immediately we were launched into high stakes with the introduction of Kenny. He murdered people very, very violently. And, the episodes where Levi is taking on Kenny's squad... Absolutely phenomenal animation and pacing. It was high stakes and very, very fast-paced. So it's super fast right out of the gate, and then we get treated to basically a series of flashback episodes where we're fleshing things out, and then we have another action sequence, and then, things come back down and we get more flashbacks. This is a season of emotional processing.
Yeah.
And I feel like in terms of pacing, that's just sort of the nature of this uprising arc. I feel like with the next arc, it's going to be a little bit more full throttle once the show returns in April.
I honestly think the pacing wouldn't be as much of an issue if we weren't getting this huge, what are we at, like 6 months?
Six months.
I can math vaguely sometimes. So depending on when in April, it's either going to be five and a half or 6 months. I think that pacing would be less what the hell are we doing here if we were going into the next episode next week. I think it's because, and this happened to Voltron, is seasons got cut off in weird places, and that kind of throws the pacing for the season that you're watching. So it wouldn't bother me if we had the rest of it, because it looks like we're going to go straight back into hell. But as it is having 2 to 3 episodes back to back where we're just kind of going, okay, let's take a breather. And then ending the season is kind of, yeah.
Ending the season and kind of not being aware it was ending for a while.
Yeah.
It's still season 3. Like they really are branding it as the mid-season break. So it's pulling a Walking Dead.
I feel a lot better about the pacing and about this. If we hadn't had that, here's 35 seconds of hell, see you in 6 months, in the middle of the ending
Maybe it's me being patient or whatever, but like, I'm actually fine with it because we don't get to have nice things very often. And this was an entire season of victories. Little nice victories where none of our boys and girls died. Everything was fine. And we got treated to, yes, Queen Historia. And so I really don't mind because, guys, when we come back, everything's gonna go to hell. So I've been okay with just, oh, let's take a breather. Let's decompress a little bit. I'm fine with that. But anyway, before we dig into the episode, we have a quick announcement for you guys.
Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces aftershows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
So, yeah, thank you guys so much. We love you all. You're great. So, guys, yeah, we're basically, like, sitting down, and our the powers that be are deciding what our next move is. And now that we have a new queen, now that the coup d'etat has been successful and things are slowly but certainly changing within the walls, and we have this cool new Titan-killing device that's hard at work.
I love it.
It's so great. The next step is going to reclaim the wall and finding out what's in the basement. And everybody seems to have thoughts on what could be in there. But the fact of the matter is that we don't know. And the only way to find out is to do exactly what the Beast Titan wants and, like, go straight to it. Now, Irvin is insistent on going and being there because he's convinced that whether it's a person down there or whether it's documentation, he's convinced that the truth of this world and why everybody was sort of imprisoned in these walls in the first place, the truth of who the real enemy is that wants all of the Titans to eat, you know, what's left of humanity, he's convinced that all of those answers are in that basement. So, and given how his father died, he wants to be there when they find out what's in there, what Grisha was hiding.
And I love this conversation with Levi, first about, well, what's the plan? Well, we can't make a plan until after we see what's down there, because whatever we try to plan for after that is going to be affected by whatever we find. And then also, you should stay here, and I will break your goddamn legs if you try to join us. No, I need to see what's there, even at the cost of humanity's victory. Like, he has to know.
I really enjoyed that conversation, too, because Levi has such a tough personality that sometimes he kind of just seems emotionless and doesn't care about anybody. But the fact that he is sitting here telling Irvin, like, we need you, like, stay here, it was very nice.
Like, yeah. Just tell them that I argued you down, and it'll be the truth, because I plan on doing that.
Now, here's the thing, is Levi is insistent, and Levi makes a low-key threat to Irvin.
It was pretty threatening to break his legs.
Now,
straightforward.
What I would like to enter into our new segment called Should He Break His Legs?
Ding, ding, ding.
Just
ding,
go
ding,
full ding, Nora ding, Valkyrie
welcome,
here.
Welcome to our new, to the new segment on the show. Veronica, should Levi have made good on his threat?
He's already missing an arm. No.
Katie?
I mean, I'm glad he didn't, but I wouldn't have been surprised if he did.
I'm actually pro leg breaking. He doesn't have to break both of them. I'm just saying.
He did say both of them, though. That was part of it.
I'm just saying that Levi makes an excellent point about we need you here. Irvin's being selfish, and Irvin's like, I'm on a winning streak.
Don't ruin this for me.
I am, and like a true person addicted to gambling, he's like, there's no way I can lose.
The best way for us to do it is to bet it all again. Like, can
like,
you not?
Dude. He's like, the second I start hedging my bets, that's when the luck runs out.
He's special.
No.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I love this interaction, and I love both of them, like, you know, I love Irvin sticking with his convictions, even though he's acknowledging that he's being selfish in this regard. I also appreciate Levi going, I trust your judgment. However, as we've seen several times in the past, you know, sometimes putting your faith in someone else's judgment is the wrong call. That's why Aaron had to act earlier this season to get that Titan upgrade. Because he had chose inaction before, and that cost people their lives. So Levi putting his faith in Irvin's decision-making, I feel like makes sense up until Irvin's being selfish. And granted, this whole coup was pretty selfish.
Oh, yeah.
But, like,
he has this complex of, like, I survived a Titan attack. Nothing can stop me now.
I am on borrowed time. Let's go.
I am invincible.
You're a loony.
Your arm's off. No, it's not.
Stairs, look there. It's just a flesh wound.
Like I said, I appreciate the character nuance. And I, because, like, it's not the right, and I wholly expect that Irvin's luck is going to run out. And I'm gonna point back to this moment when we come back in April and things start falling apart. I'm gonna point back to this moment and say, you should have stayed home, Irvin.
I don't disagree with you.
Oh yeah.
No, yeah. I also just really quickly want to point out that Darius is still real crazy.
Like, oh yeah, we didn't need that extra bit in the conversation. Like, I want to show the world my art, and everyone's like, no.
Although, honey. An interesting point in this discussion, though, is that Irvin has left the decision of what to do with the Titan serum to Levi. He's like, because of the nature of the serum, it makes it very hard to study because it evaporates
on contact with air. Like, how do you study?
How? It's good. So basically, they've given Levi this decision of, like, you're going to decide what to do to this when the time comes. We'll trust your judgment when you have to make this decision on the fly.
Because make someone a Titan and ostensibly save their life, but it will make them a mindless Titan. It will make them one of the murder Titans, and that's...
Is that worth it when we don't know if we can turn them back yet? I respect their decision, but I'm wondering if there would have also been a better choice. What do you guys think?
I feel like giving it to Levi is not a bad choice, especially if we're leaving Hanji in charge of sort of the rest of the matters. For me, I'm looking at... I didn't read this as, like, this will turn someone into a Titan and save their life. I read this more of, like, we'll turn someone into a Titan in the event we need to kill Aaron or another shifter Titan that we come across.
This is true.
So that was more how I read that. Of
choosing,
like,
the next Titan shifter.
Yeah, pretty much. And chances are you're only going to get one shot. Like, say they apprehend Bertholdt or Reiner when they make it to the wall. Like, split-second decision of whether or not to turn someone into a Titan real quick so that person can consume them, and then you have another Titan on your side. Presumably. We'll see.
I'm not expecting anything to go to plan at all. This is Attack on Titan.
Yeah, pretty much. Really quick, before we move on with the episode, we want to talk to you guys really quickly about iTunes. Folks, thank you so much to everybody who's gone to iTunes to rate, subscribe, leave a comment. We love hearing from you, and is the best way to let our producers know that you guys like the show that we're putting on. We already read out the new comments this week on the previous episode that we did earlier this evening, but we will give you a shout-out when we come back in April, so leave those comments. And we know we have an international audience, so be sure to leave a screen cap and put them in the hashtag ABTVTitans so we can give you guys a shout out too. We love you, and they still count. So yes, guys, go do that. It's the best. You're the best. You're awesome. We love you. Bye. All right, cool. All right. So let's talk talk a little bit about this pre-celebration, because what they're about to do is extremely dangerous. They have no idea how many Titans are waiting for them within the wall, and the fact that there are smart Titans, we know from a dramatic standpoint that there are smart Titans waiting for them. Like, they have no idea what they're getting into, but they know that it's going to be dangerous. So
they do know that those smart Titans exist. They've seen the Beast Titan.
And again, they have no idea what Bertolt, Reiner, and Ymir, question mark, wherever she is. Wherever she is this season. We have no idea, they have no idea what they're doing. So, a lot of people are gonna die. So we're just gonna throw a raging party and bust out the very expensive meat and just allow everybody one night of celebration and revelry before we go and everything goes to hell.
What celebration?
I mean, what celebration? We don't know what you're talking about. Everybody keep it on the DL.
I meant more, it was just like, it was no celebration. It was just
they broke out in fights.
Yeah.
But
and craziness.
I appreciated this a lot because it's a bit of a return to status quo. Like, our characters have lived through so much, they've done so much, they've come through so much hell, and now we're back to Aaron and Jean fighting needlessly over stupid things. And it's like, we can afford to do this. And then wondering, why is no one stopping us? Like, everyone needs this stress relief. And it's nice to see you guys not being horrifyingly depressed.
I think the best moment was seeing Mikasa in the background, just with this sweet little smile on her face, just like, no, we're good. Nobody's stopping. It's
fine. My boy has energy again. It's good. It's fine. And then Levi shows up to be like, oh my God, how long have you been letting this go on?
Children.
Sasha losing her noise was terrifying, but so great.
Are we all in agreement that Sasha, in the right circumstances, would be a cannibal?
She's a berserker. I love her.
I adore that. Adore that? I like that. Sure, let's go with that.
She's terrifying.
Adore's a little strange.
She's terrifying. I love her. And I love that it also led to the flashback of, remember, she was willing to share meat with us that one time. Oh, God, it's only been 4 months.
Yeah, that to me was the biggest thing, was like, oh, the official indication that it's only been 4 months since this series started.
And 2 months of that was a time skip that we got last episode. It's just like,
show. But yeah, I'm with both of you guys. I really appreciated this. It was nice. And we've talked about it before, but this is exactly what Aaron needs. He spent so much time processing his trauma and everything that's happened to them that it's nice to have moments of levity where for just one night you can pretend things are the way they used to be. And that's when we get this also, this delightful moment of just these three friends just sitting down and talking about, the way things used to be and what they're going to do once they accomplish their mission. Armin wants to see the sea. There's so much of the great big wide world that he wants to know.
What I find interesting about this is that we get a little bit of Armin talking about the sea, and then we get that close-up on his eyes, and you can see the wheels turning, but we never quite find out what that is. He just doubles down on the, we're going to go see the sea, promise me that that's what we'll go find. Like, that was a little bit of manipulation. That was, I'm not sure if that was him looking at Aaron and going, he needs this, I need to step up. I'm not entirely sure what that was. But I appreciate those couple of seconds of just getting to see Armin's mind work and seeing him come to a decision. Solid character choices.
I love
nothing. All right.
I really liked that, the acknowledgement of like, do you think we'll ever get those happy days back? And
right after they see someone who looks a lot like Hannes walking by, and we all kind of go, oh no.
And they go, yes. But it's going to be a different world. Like,
yeah.
There is a bright future ahead of us, but we can't undo the things that have already happened.
Yeah.
And that's what I liked.
I want to see a moment of Mikasa just in true happiness. I really do. Because I feel like...
Watch the opening theme.
And that's it.
that's all we get. I want more.
Well, and then the only... we sort of end this episode with... what is unheard of in Scout history, which is a warm send-off for the Scouts. Flagel outed all of them, and he's like, do your best! Everybody knows what this mission is! And they're like, Flagel!
He really became an MVP this season for me.
He did! We went from, his name is Flagel and he's terrible, to...
Aww. And even Irvin going, this has never happened before. Huh, what is this feeling? Yeah!
I read that as him, like, being a leader, knowing what this means, and leaning into it, and absolutely energizing the people who have had so much upheaval in their lives, going, we're taking the wall back, this is great, we believe in you, and him going, and we believe in you right back. I cried.
Yeah,
I was so literally good. Crying.
Like, it's just this moment of positive reinforcement. I haven't had this since my father died. Oh, God!
The people like us? Holy hell.
I love just, it's this one really brief moment of triumph that we get before we get this little bit of hell in the teaser.
So it's basically bittersweet.
It is. And then let's, sadly, we are running short on time, but we got to talk about this teaser. We get this very glitchy effect, which Attack on Titan has never done before, but we get this glitchy effect. And we cut to the shot of Levi, Mikasa, and Eren on a roof. And if you look at the roof, there's also a body on the
there
roof.
There are several.
Yeah. And we, like, I wish we could go through frame by frame and do a screen cap comparison of everything.
I can give
in
you a real quick rundown of what was in there because I did do frame by frame. We have the Titan that ate Eren's mom multiple times. We have multiple shots of the key. We have several shots of what looked like two very large skeletons lying on a hillside. Could be Titans, could be people. We don't know. We get two shots. This person showed up twice at the beginning and at the end of this of someone in what looked almost like British military garb, red coat, shoulder pads, the white stripes and the medals, missing everything above the jaw. We got so much stuff, and I do want to see a screen cap breakdown, but those are the things that stood out to me. A lot of people getting eaten by Titans, someone in military gear getting eaten by a Titan. Might have been honest, didn't have time to do the recap, but a lot of eating, a lot of key, and then the nice Five Nights at Freddy's static behind it. Like, God, if you wanted to traumatize
me. Sounds like a party.
Distorted audio and everything like that. And it, basically the scene is Levi going, do you guys have any idea what the hell you're doing? He, Mikasa's got tears in her eyes. Eren has tears in his eyes.
And Levi, the marks on his face that say he's just recently come out of Titan form.
Yeah, and he's still steaming, and Levi is covered in blood. Levi hits him, knocks Eren down, Mikasa attacks him, and this season ends with her trying to slit his throat.
I have a prediction.
Yes, go for it.
I have a prediction of why he's so upset. Probably because Eren went rogue and did something with the serum.
Ooh. See, I'm putting it as Armin died. I think that your theory that Armin's not going to make it out of this season, that this scene lends that some pretty heavy credence.
Yeah, I'm leaning into that, absolutely.
And Kid Anon, who is a manga reader, says, the great thing was that this scene spoils nothing.
Yeah.
What?
That's great. So as we mentioned before, some real quick news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yeah,
haven't had that in a while.
It has been announced that the season's not coming back until April, but they gave us this delightful teaser poster of Eren standing in front of the sea, which is the image that we got at the very beginning of this season. So we know that by the time we get to the end, I guess, of the season, we will see the sea. If that's a weird sentence to say.
I feel like this is a nice little screw you from everyone. Like, here's your weird horror thing for the people who stay through the ending theme, and here's a nice pretty poster. See you in 6 months.
It's going to be very interesting. I wish we had time to talk more about this so yeah, let's just give our final thought. Like, we could talk predictions, but guys, let's give our final thoughts.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I said we could.
We pretty much gave them, like, yeah, doing something with the serum. Armin's probably gonna die.
Armin's definitely gonna die.
Oh yeah.
Final thoughts on this episode, and final thoughts on this part of the season as a whole, the uprising arc as a whole.
I thought this episode, to your point, Megan, was very nice to have a little bit of a triumph, the nice warm send off for all of our scouts. I thought it worked worked very well with the overall tone of the episode. Again, I'm just trying to get more used to that idea of slow, high, slow seasons.
This entire show is bad for my heart, physically and mentally. I loved it. I thought this was a great arc. You're right. We got a bunch of tiny victories, and I really appreciated that. I liked the note that we went out on before the horror show at the end, and I think Spencer Bennett in chat describes it best. April is my birthday, and Attack on Titan is getting me despair as a gift.
Aww.
Like, yeah. So I'm going to be doing a lot of screaming and a lot of trolling through Tumblr to see people's analyses in the 6 months leading up to this madness.
Yeah, I will say this arc was different. It was very, very different from what's come before. But for me, it was a welcome change. I will be very interested to see if the pacing and sort of tone shift again when we get into this next arc. But I really liked getting victories, and this was a season of victories.
It was very nice.
It's a nice change of pace. The only other thing I want to point out about this episode is that when we get this scene of the trio sitting down together, if you listen for it, the piano that's playing in the background is playing a piano cover of Reluctant Heroes.
Oh.
And when I realized that, like, tears.
So many feels.
So this was an exceedingly effective episode in a different but altogether welcome season for me. So
yes.
We want to hear your guys' thoughts on this episode and this season as a whole. Again, no spoilers, guys. We're going to get it in April. So we want to hear your guys' thoughts. And stay tuned. In April, we will be back to talk more Titan. But
we'll just be screaming.
Probably.
So much screaming. All of the screaming.
But in the meantime, Veronica, where can people go if they want to find you?
Definitely. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at It's Me, Veronica V. You can also catch me on Tuesdays on the Anime After Show.
I'm Katie Cullen. You can follow me all over the social medias as well as on YouTube and Twitch at Kiaxet. That is K-I-A-X-E-T. We also do Z Nation right before this on Mondays. Rooster Teeth is every Wednesday, and we may or may not have a Voltron special coming down the line. So follow Twitter and we will talk about that.
I'm Megan. You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at The Penguin. That's T-H-E-M-E-N-G-U-I-N. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We love you. We will see you all in April.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.